Hey guys, welcome to the second episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host Nabila, and today's episode is all about a question: what are influencers influencing? But before that, let's give an intro to this podcast. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It's also your one-stop for motivation, insight, and advice. So guys, depending on where you are listening to this from or watching it from, like, share to your friends, your family, your enemies, your pets, make an account for them, comment, follow please, turn on the notification bell, subscribe, please leave a 5-star review. Thank you guys so much, and let's get to it. So we all know who influencers are, right? We follow them, we listen to them, we buy what they buy, do what they do. But at what cost? Have we ever thought of listening to ourselves? When we want to buy something, we check if any of our influencers has given a review or not, and too many things. But let's still search this up on Google, of course. An influencer is a person or thing that influences another. And influencing means to have an influence on. So, I want to ask you guys a question. What are influencers supposed to be influencing? And are they really doing what they're supposed to be doing? Or is this all just a sham? Welcome. So, when we listen to them, we do what they do, right? But when you're giving advices, do we actually ask ourselves, are these good for ourselves? We know we love them, we appreciate them, we follow them, and everything, we show them our love, but when they're telling us things, giving us reviews, do we actually use our senses, or do we just buy everything and follow whatever life path they give us? Today, I would want you guys to learn to actually use your sense other than just following people on the internet who probably know nothing about you. Everyone's life path is different. Everyone's path and what they're supposed to do and what they believe in is different. But I see so many people forgetting themselves and who they truly are and just trying to be their favorite influencers or their favorite celebs without actually thinking about themselves. You gotta know what you like. What is this? If an influencer now tells his or her followers, like, guys, poison is good, go drink it, lots of people will take it without even thinking about the consequences of their actions or what exactly they are doing. And I see lots of people just like doing every single thing, going on challenges to look like their favorite influencers, and at the end hurting themselves. And I'm like, why do you have to be like them? Why do you have to look like them? And remember, like, if you haven't listened to Unapologetic Beauty, my first episode, which was released last week, you need to go listen to it. I talked about how people just do what they do. Because an influencer gets plastic surgery, they may just go get it and be like, oh, it's not that bad. But I don't know what you're feeling, because they won't tell them the entire truth. They're being sponsored for products, and then you are going to buy, like, for example, okay, let's just imagine that I'm being sponsored now. I'm like, go get this product. But I would also obviously want you to also go check it out yourself before actually you start using it, like, search on it too. But people, like, just go straight into things, like, no. Because someone recommends a product to you doesn't mean it will work for your own skin. And if it doesn't, people are like, but it works for them. It may not have worked for them, but you're lying. Or you guys aren't the same thing, which is probably obvious, but people won't want to believe it. People are changing themselves, trying to act like people they are not, just because of their favorites. So let's look at some influencer marketing statistics by digitalmarketinginstitute.com. Interest in influencer marketing has only grown, which means a lot of research has been conducted producing interesting statistics. So let's take a look at some of the influencer marketing statistics that may or may not surprise you. Actually, we're going to look at only the first five. So, yeah. Number one, 70% of teens trust influencers more than traditional celebs. I've got no problem with people loving their influencers. I mean, I have some that I love too. But the point here is that people should use their senses. Now, there are some people who aren't yet mature mentally, and they may follow this influencer, they see what they wear, what they look like, and they're like, they want to be like them. Even though they know that some things they do is wrong, they still follow them. Why? Because they feel that if they do not follow them, they may not be cool enough. They may not feel that accepted, which is why self-love is really needed here. And when you look at some of the statistics, you will just be like, people don't really listen to themselves anymore. I'm not saying you shouldn't follow your favorite influencers. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch their videos. I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to them. I'm not saying that you shouldn't put your words into consideration. But before, okay, let's imagine this. There's a filter, okay, and there's a cup, okay. So now, someone is giving you water. You want to trust them that that water is clean. But you don't know if it's clean up to your own standards. So what do? You put a filter on the cup. And then when you let them pour the water, you let your filter decide if it's suitable for your own consumption or if it's not. At that point, you would know, is this person good for me? Is this person not? Don't take my words wrong. There are some influencers that motivate people. They say the truth. They tell people what's going to be right for them. But there are some who aren't even supposed to be, because the question is, what are they influencing? What exactly are they influencing? Are they influencing for good or for bad? Now let's go to the second influencer marketing statistics by digitalmarketinginstitute.com. So the second one is 82% of women use social media for purchasing advice. Remember products? It's okay if you want to listen to people recommend products and all those things for you, but please use your sense also. Okay? 3. 49% of consumers depend on influencer recommendations. 4. TikTok has created a $1 billion creator fund to nurture influencers. There is nothing wrong with that. Okay, there is nothing wrong with that. But what I'm trying to tell you just by showing this is that brands, industries, people have realized the power of influencers. That is why they sponsor them or they become affiliated with them so they can also get their fans instead of putting in that much work into it. You know, if a brand is coming up and they can get an influencer with like a billion fans, that's it. You're in the market. You're sold. The product, they're all gone. They're all sold. So let's look at the fifth one. Remember, they're up to 20, but you can go to their website to check it up. To check it out. 5. Influencer marketing campaigns. And $5.78 for every dollar spent, which shows how much money people make off of influencers. I'm not gonna say people are victims, because there's some who recommend good products, work for good companies, but okay. This podcast episode isn't just all about the influencer branding product thingy, sponsorships. It's about using your sense when they're giving advice. When you're giving advice, put your filter on, listen, choose the one that's for you, throw it out. If it's all for you, take it. If it's not for you, throw everything out. Listen to two or three more. It's not good. Go to someone else. If the influencer just aren't giving good advice, then just stop and listen to yourself and just try to find out yourself. Okay? Okay. So, are influencers really influencing? Well, by influencermarketinghub.com, influencers have to genuinely influence the behavior of their followers. They have built a reputation for the knowledge and expertise on a specific topic. But some influencers which you feel that are really, really expertise in a particular industry or topic or niche aren't. They are not. When you try to ask, like now, some influencers which claim that they know a lot about skincare products, go ask a dermatologist, they'll be like, it's all cap, it's all trash, don't listen to them. That is why you have to use your filter. So, what did I say? Use your filter. That is the main topic, I mean that is the main interest of this topic, of this convo, even though it's just only me speaking, of this episode, is for you to use a filter. I do hope I am getting across, because this is just my second episode, but I'm learning, so, yes. So we all make up an influencer. If we stop listening to an influencer, if we stop giving that attention to them, they lose their value as influencers. Brands won't want to work for them, such as celebrities. If we don't see interest in them anymore, then they're going down. Like in politics, if the majority don't vote for a candidate, then they won't be there. Before one person succeeds, lots of people need to agree on it. I don't know how to explain this. You can succeed, like anyone can become famous, but without fans or people listening to them or people cheering on them, then it would just not be the way it is. Okay, imagine this. In school, there are always these cool kids, the one everyone loves. Imagine everyone turning their backs and be like, they don't like them anymore. Do you think they'll have that power that they use, or that kind of pride of people loving them and being like in control? They would not. They would not have that power. Who are you letting in your life? Who are you letting decide your life? Who are you letting decide your life path? Who are you letting to choose things for you? Who are you letting in? Let's ask, what makes an influencer? I already answered this. But let's take a look at an answer by SproutSocial.com. An influencer is someone in your niche or industry with sway over your target audience. Sway over your target audience. I want to tell you that some people don't care about their fans or what happens to them. Some people do not give a damn at all. I want you guys to understand this, and I would like to end this episode by telling you guys, always, always have a filter. Even in real life when people are giving you advice, always have a filter. To them, it may be the right advice, the best advice for the situation, but it may not be the best advice for your situation, okay? So, do not forget the filter. I would like to end this note by saying, have a filter by your side at all times, everywhere, every day. This is Undiscussed with Nibila, and I am your host, Nibila. Thank you guys so much for listening up to this point. It means a lot to me. New episodes every Wednesday, so please do not forget to come back here next week Wednesday, upper week Wednesday, and every single Wednesday after that. Just like I said in the beginning of this episode, do not forget to like, share, follow, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, please. Oh, share to everyone, please. Share to everyone. Follow, okay, and leave a 5-star review, please. 5 stars only. Thank you guys so much. Bye. I love you guys, and I hope you guys learned something from this episode. Oh, wait, don't go yet. Please follow my socials: Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Pinterest. Every single thing is Bella303. That's BEELA303. Bye bye.